The lure of tuition-free college has gotten thousands of Tennesseans to go back to school this fall. This is the first official semester for the program called Tennessee Reconnect, which waives tuition for adults who've never earned a degree. So how is the state's grand plan for its workforce ending up in real life? WPLN's Emily Siner followed one family with four Reconnect students through their first semester of college, and she found it can be challenging.
Hi there.
Hello.
Jim Bear never used to spend his Friday nights working on math. Now he does it willingly.
I don't want you to think that we're sucking up or something like that, but I did have to do some homework.
It's September, early in the semester, and Jim's making sure he does not fall behind. He's a school custodian, so he's been using the computer lab during his lunch break. Now he's in his daughter's dining room watching a video for his remedial math class.
So let's begin by talking about what we mean by the word factor.
And it's great, you know. I'm learning stuff that, I'm not saying that they didn't teach it, I'm just saying that I didn't pick up on it.
Jim is 65 and had no great aspirations to go back to school. In fact, he tried college a few different times. But then his son-in-law, Michael Austin, found out about Tennessee's new free college initiative.
As soon as I heard about the Reconnect program, I was like, this is it.
Michael is 34 and is doing well for himself at a staffing agency. He recently got promoted. But Reconnect made him think, what if this new job was the ceiling for someone like him with just a high school diploma?
The very first day you could sign up for the Reconnect program, I submitted my application.
And then we saw that Vol State had some like meet and greets or, you know, informational sessions.
That's Kim Bear, 51 years old, Jim's wife, Michael's mother-in-law. Kim recruited her daughter, 31-year-old Jessica Austin.
And we decided to go to one of the sessions, and Jim said, well, I'll tag along. Sure, we'll go get dinner.
I got bit by that bug. I wanted to go back to school.
Yeah. He isn't ever one to be left out. You know, if we're all doing something, he's got to do it too.
And that is how Kim, Jim, Michael, and Jessica all ended up enrolled at Volunteer State Community College for free. This is rare for four adults in a family to go back to school together. But their individual stories, why they're going back, what their difficulties are, they represent many of the 15,000 students who enrolled this fall. And they reveal the challenges for the program that's trying to make a major change in the state's workforce.
We have to do more for adults in Tennessee.
Governor Bill Haslam launched Tennessee Reconnect in early 2017. He'd already started a free community college tuition program for students coming straight out of high school. But Haslam has a loftier goal. He wants to increase the number of Tennesseans with a college degree from about a third to more than half, which means many adults will need to go back too.
Wherever you might fall on life's path, education beyond high school is critical to the Tennessee we can be.
Reconnect is billed largely as a jobs program. It can elevate the hiring pool in Tennessee, especially by training people in the industries of the future, like IT or advanced manufacturing. But ultimately, policy comes down to real people making real decisions about their lives, says Kenyatta Lovett, head of the nonprofit Complete Tennessee.
We have to realize that there's a person behind each of these initiatives that we have, or there are people behind that have different dreams and goals for their lives that aren't always economically driven.
In Lovett's experience, people often care less about an in-demand career and more about a sense of accomplishment. That's the case with Jim Bear. He's pursuing a history degree because he thinks it's interesting.
I wanted to, you know, prove to myself that I could do it. So I'm doing this strictly selfish. It's a personal thing for me.
Jim plans on remaining a school custodian. And even for those trying to advance their careers, they're finding the process can be unexpectedly difficult. Most Tennessee Reconnect students are balancing school with working or parenting, like Michael Austin, who travels several days a week for his staffing agency job, or his wife Jessica, who's taking care of their two children.
You know, so honestly, it's just finding the time. The best time I have is when my kids go to bed.
I think you've done your schoolwork waiting for Max to finish his Taekwondo class.
And the stress of these other parts of life can completely throw off the plan. In the middle of the semester, Michael is traveling for his job and can't come in for a midterm he's supposed to take. His mother-in-law, Kim Bear, says that was totally discouraging, and he decides to stop the classes. And then Jessica offers to help a friend going through a tough time by watching her kids, too. School just isn't feasible with that schedule. The reality is, Tennessee Reconnect may have lowered the barriers to entering college, but the barriers of staying in when you're raising a family and working a job, those aren't going anywhere. Kim says it's actually easier when you're older and don't have kids.
I get home from work. He usually gets home before me, and we just sit at the kitchen table and we start going through whatever we're doing.
And at the end of the semester, Kim is feeling encouraged. Jim studies hard and gets a B in remedial math. And Kim, she gets all A's on her final exams, ending her first semester of school in more than 30 years with a 4.0. For WPLN News, I'm Emily Siner.